This is New Beginnings. Supported by AARP in the Twin Cities. A program for and about America's 78 million baby boomers. Hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell. New Beginnings topics include end-of-life concerns, health of mind, body, and spirit, housing, finance, and your career. Here's your host, Freddie Bell, as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
You are listening to New Beginnings, and I'm Freddie Bell, and with me now is our co-host on the program, a man who really is turning candidates into contenders, especially when it comes to their career search and actually in being just really wonderful people, Mr. Joe McKenzie. He's the founder of Ripple Connects. Their website is rippleconnects.com. Mr. Joe McKenzie, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Freddie Bell. Thank you.
Glad you're with us. Last week, we talked about your meaningful connections in your network. And this week, we're talking about converting those connections into conversations. It's a good title for this week. And I'm wondering, in your opinion, Joe McKenzie, what is the importance of converting a social media connection into an actual conversation, especially when some of the folks who are younger in our listening audience this morning don't even like to talk to each other?
Yeah. Well, it's certainly something that I've benefited from, and I'm sure you have too. A social media connection can be a Facebook friend or a LinkedIn connection or a Twitter follower or Instagram or what have you. But until we're, in my estimation, until we're able to convert those basket or that wide network of people into some type of conversation, it's going to be passive. We're going to, if ever needed, if you're in a job search, we're starting from square one because these people barely know us if we've just kept them as a connection, right?
That's correct.
But what if we take the step to convert the connections that we have into at least a dialogue or a conversation? And I'm not saying pick up the phone to everybody that you connect with LinkedIn. But what if, or Facebook or Twitter or Instagram, what if you use the messaging aspects of social media to share knowledge with people or share something that they may be of interest to or have some basic back and forth? All of a sudden they get to know who Freddie Bell is or who Joe McKenzie is because they're sharing information. And that's what I mean by converting a connection into a conversation, because a conversation initiated by you is actionable and proactive versus allowing the passivity to set in with, hey, I've got 2,000 LinkedIn connections. I'm well connected. Well, you may be connected, but what is the level of relationship there? What is the level of dialogue that you have with? They may not ever know who Joe McKenzie or Freddie Bell is. And that's why it's so critical at any point in their career, Freddie, to start converting those into connections, those connections into conversations, so we can remain actionable. We can have some kind of basis for a relationship there versus a name or a LinkedIn profile.
Exactly. We're talking about how you convert your connections in your social media to meaningful conversations. And so are there some limitations that you've seen in taking a passive approach to this, to adding or maintaining your connections without a lot of dialogue?
I have, and I've seen it firsthand with a number of clients over the last 5-6 years I've worked with. Many of them, it's almost like a cold start for them in regards to the people that they're connected to, versus taking the initiative and having some kind of dialogue or an email back and forth or even a phone call. If we just leave them as somewhat strangers in our social media connections, especially if you're looking to make a career change, it's tough in a cold start, because now you're in a position where you're asking for something and they don't know who you are. They don't know how to help you.
But Joe,
conversely,
who? Joe, who?
Yes, exactly, Freddie. That's exactly what it is. But what if you have that dialogue and you have that conversation? Hey, I might be looking to make a change at some point, maybe re-entering the nonprofit or pivoting to a sales career. You know, wanted to get your insights on that. What do you think? Sharing information and article back and forth. Remember back in the day, when the sales trainers would talk about writing short notes to clients with articles or something of interest to people, just to have that kind of that tickler file system set up. Mm-hmm. Remember those days, Freddie?
Oh, yeah.
Because you kept your name in front of people. Well, how easy it is to find it an article that may be of interest to somebody else that you've gotten to know. And you share that through Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn messaging. Is that not the same as sending something with a postage stamp on it to someone?
I can see where it could have the same value. You just saved yourself, how much is a stamp these days? 35 cents? 45 cents?
Somewhere around there. But think how easy it is now. If I found an article for, say, Freddie Bell, and I didn't know you, but I said, hey, here's an article that, you know, in broadcasting, this market's doing that. And they're going, well, Joe McKenzie just shared some knowledge with me. Now, Joe McKenzie's just, at that point, has just risen above a lot of the connections that were passive because I found an article that may be of interest to Freddie Bell. Is that not dialogue? That's interaction back and forth. That's actionable.
It certainly is. And I know each time we get together for our prep meetings that you typically have some piece of information that is germane or you think that I might find interesting. In fact, the last time we got together, you shared a book with me. And not only did you do that, you shared the book and said, this particular chapter, Freddie Bell, yes, is something that you should take a look at. I found that really meaningful, and you can tell it stayed with me.
Well, I was so excited to read that chapter and say, this is something that we can share with the New Beginning listeners. And, you know, sharing that knowledge, getting your insights, I couldn't wait to get that book to you. But that's a proactive way to go about it. What you meet someone and you hear about someone working on different things and you become a curator of different information to people. Hey, I thought you might be interested in that. That is proactive. That's actionable. That converts your connections into some kind of dialogue that has more meaning than just having X amount of connections in your social media.
So Joe McKenzie, let's go a little bit deeper into this. How does an individual begin to convert that social media connection, be it Facebook or LinkedIn, Instagram, what have you, into a stronger business relationship? You just gave us a small little piece into that, maybe the card or the interesting article. How can we go deeper?
Well, I think the easiest way, if we're going to look at business relationships, I think LinkedIn is the superior way to go because of the professional nature of it. But LinkedIn messaging allows us to communicate to each other. We can send an article in a private message. We can communicate back and forth. And we always get notified because our LinkedIn accounts are set up to an email. We'll get notification that someone sent us a LinkedIn message. So I think that is probably the path of least resistance, the most consistent professional way to communicate with people to convert your connections into some type of conversation. I know, Freddie, you've used it. What type of feedback have you gotten? What type of outcomes have you had just by using LinkedIn messaging?
I can tell you almost to a person that people are impressed, really impressed, and somewhat surprised that you're using it in a professional manner to talk about business, to talk about meaningful topics that, first of all, that are important to them. And then secondly, that can be mutually beneficial. And then third, beneficial not only to the both of us, but for the community at large.
Absolutely. I couldn't say it any better. Here we're sharing knowledge. We're getting someone else's insights on a topic or you know, some information that we've shared. We both grow in that situation. But really what's happening, Freddie, is we're enhancing that connection that was once a passive social media connection to a budding, a keyword budding. It could turn into a meaningful connection in our network. Nothing's 100%, and that's not why I do it. But I can tell you that just to add connections, to say I have a lot of connections, is not beneficial to me. And I don't think it is to most people, because if you want to make a pivot in your career, make a change, or want to help someone, it has to be more actionable and proactive.
And that's the key to making sure that connection is strong and is there when you really need it.
Absolutely. Those cold starts are cold. If you haven't communicated with many people, that if you do need to make a change in a hurry, boy, those cold starts, those are painful. But having that existing conversation, that dialogue, it's more natural to reconnect with them because you've already established some kind of rapport. And that's why it's so critical to think about your connections and how do you find a way to convert them into more dialogue and conversation. And I never did once say that we had to rack up coffee meetings with people, right?
That's correct. That's correct.
So we could use this and our time off, our weekends or our evenings to really facilitate converting connections into conversations without ever leaving our home.
That's Joe McKenzie. He is the founder of Ripple Connects, and you see why he turns candidates into contenders. And our program continues right now.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
You're listening to New Beginnings on AM 950. And I want to continue right here and give you some information about AARP. There's always more to discover with your AARP membership. You have access to a wide variety of carefully chosen discounts, information, and services, and an advocate for important issues like Medicare and Social Security. Here are just some of the other member benefits from AARP. Insurance, access to auto, dental, home, life, vision, and other quality coverage for your health needs from top companies, including the AARP Dental Insurance Plan administered by Delta Dental Insurance Company. How about family caregiving? We talked about that earlier. Care guides, simple checklists, support options, and other free resources designed to help you care for your loved ones, all available online through AARP family caregiving sites. And also health and wellness, brain health tips, online tools, savings for eye exams and eyewear, and a free annual hearing test by phone. You also can get work and jobs, resources to help you find a second career or part-time work, plus access to the AARP job board, a job search tool for workers who are 50 years old and over. I know you love to travel. Vacation ideas for every budget and discounts on hotels and car rentals, flights from British Airways, vacation packages, and more. And of course, finances. You can find online calculators to help you manage your finances, access to money management tips, and more. Explore all of your benefits with the easy-to-use enhanced destination. That's AARP.org/benefits. You can download their free app right now for your digital membership card, daily news, local events, and benefits in your area.
Are you thinking of buying or selling a house? Then become a house geek. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall with Bricks Real Estate and host of the House Geeks Real Estate Show here with your Market Minute. 4.55 is the average number of showings per week per listing in the median sale price range here in the Twin Cities. This is down over last week and is a key early indicator of demand in the marketplace. The median sale price is up 5.2% over the same time last year, and the 30-year conventional interest rate is at about 3.84%. This is up slightly over last week. The conclusion for sellers, we can expect the the market to slow down after the 4th of July holiday at a faster pace. However, for those looking to sell in the fall, this can be a great time of year to work on those home projects that can help you maximize your sale price. For buyers, interest rates are holding low for the time being, and the inventory of homes will continue to increase. These two factors should make this summer a good time to be out there looking. Thinking of making a move? Check us out online anytime at housegeeks.com.
Registered representatives of Strategic Visionaries are registered with and offer securities through Securities America, Inc., member SIPC.
You're listening to New Beginnings. New Beginnings with Freddie Bell.
This is New Beginnings and a holiday weekend. Happy holiday weekend, everybody. I'm Freddie Bell, and with me now is the founder of Strategic Visionaries, is Whitney Emanuel. You can reach her at 612-296-6939 or online at strategic-visionaries.com. Welcome back to the program, Whitney.
Thanks, Freddie.
Last week when we were together, we talked about IRAs and the traditional versus Roth IRAs. Just as a recap, can you let our listeners know the difference between the two and briefly what an advantage to one or the other might be?
Yeah, sure. So there are really three ways to look at how your investments and assets are taxed, but the traditional and the Roth IRA are going to be your pre-tax money versus your after-tax money, or really your, the Roth IRA is after-tax, but it's also known as a tax preferred bucket. So your IRA is pre-tax, meaning when you put money into it, it reduces your taxable income today, but in the future, it's 100% income taxable in retirement. Whereas the Roth IRA, you contribute money to that and no write-off, no reducing your taxable income today. But when you withdraw money from it in retirement, it's 100% income tax-free.
All right. And if you'd like more information about that, you can always ask us. And that sets us up for our discussion today, because there are a lot of places, as you've indicated, that you can save money and invest. But can you tell us about the tax treatment of these various different vehicles that are available to us right now?
Right, absolutely. So as we had mentioned, there's the traditional IRA, which falls into the pre-tax bucket or tax deferred bucket. So how this works, it's capped at age 59 and a half as to when you can withdraw it without a 10% penalty. If you pull it out early, you do have to pay a 10% penalty and income tax. But other things other than the traditional IRA that fall into this are your 401k, 403b, your pension, any self-employment retirement accounts such as a SEP IRA, your simple IRA, all of those things fall into this bucket. As I said, you put money into it, no taxes, it grows tax deferred. But then when you do take money out of it, as long as it's age 59 and a half, no penalty, but you do pay income taxes on it. And that's 100% of your withdrawals.
Interesting. Now, we know traditionally we hear a lot about 401ks and traditional IRAs. Can you explain briefly what a 403b is?
Sure. So that's something that's set up through nonprofits and government agencies. So oftentimes teachers will have this, but I see a lot of nonprofits who have it as well. Oh, hospitals too are a big one that have 403Bs.
Ah, okay. So we have a lot of people in the healthcare business who listen. So I know that this is particularly important to them.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about buckets that you can save money into. Talk about the after-tax bucket that is taxed every year.
Yep. So when you put money into this, it's your take-home pay, first of all, that you put into it, right? So this would be things like your checking, your savings account, stocks, bonds, investment, real estate, mutual funds. When you put money into this, it's already been income taxed. Now, every year, you'll receive a 1099, which you have to claim for interest, dividends, and income that these items generate. So you have to pay income taxes on any income that you get from these. And then you also, not only do you pay taxes on the ongoing income that you draw from this, but also you have to pay capital gains tax on the realized gains from the sale of an investment here. So let me give you an example. You were to purchase a stock for $100. It gave you dividends of $25 a year, which you have to claim on income taxes. And then when you sold it, let's say it's worth $200, so you have to pay capital gains tax on $100 because that's the growth that you've experienced in that stock when you sold it.
Well, there are some people I know who are new investors and they're hearing this and they go, my goodness, I can't get to this money and I'm being taxed on money that I don't have. How in the heck do I come out as a winner?
Well, I think it's wise to invest between the three buckets. The third bucket is the tax preferred, which I mentioned at the beginning of the program. But one thing to keep in mind with that tax, the taxable bucket, the after-tax bucket, is that although it's invested in stocks or bonds or whatever you put that into, it is the most liquid. So although it's the most heavily taxed, it is the most liquid. You could sell a stock tomorrow, and then it's available in one day. So it's the most liquid of the three, although it is the most heavily taxed.
So you can take money out to for whatever reason, or do you have to have a specific reason, or are there limits?
No, you don't need a reason. You don't need a reason. I don't recommend putting money in this bucket first, because it's important to take advantage of the tax shelters that the government provides us, such as an IRA and a Roth IRA and your 401k through work. However, this after-tax bucket is the most flexible. So once you've taken advantage of those other two accounts, the after-tax bucket is a good place to save money.
You mentioned that it's great to diversify. So what is the formula for investing in each one of these different buckets that you just mentioned?
Yeah, so good question. And there's really no formula for anyone because it's customized to each person's number one income and what assets they already have. The third bucket is that Roth IRA or the tax-free bucket. And the reason I say it's tax-free is because not only does the Roth IRA fall into here, there's specially designed life insurance, municipal bonds. So when you put money into these, you're not getting a write-off. So how I like to say is you're buying seed from the government, letting them water it, and then harvesting the crop 100% tax-free, because all the growth that you receive after you put the money into these is tax-free, no income taxes. But you don't get a write-off on that when you contribute to it. So being diversified is important. So a lot of times, Freddie, people will come to me and they'll have all their money in a 401k and they'll have no other assets for retirement, which is very typical. What I recommend typically for those people is let's try to build some tax-free assets for your retirement, because we don't know where the government could go with the taxes. We've got five tax brackets now, and the highest one is at 39%, just over 39%. But in the 80s, there were 10 tax brackets plus, and people were paying 70% in the highest tax bracket. So we can't predict the future, but we're in a pretty low tax environment. So I like to encourage having both pre-tax money in your 401k and then also some tax-free money in a Roth IRA or some type of specially designed life insurance so that you can reap that money income tax-free.
There are a lot of people who just joined us, and I don't know why they joined so late, but I know that they're just joining. So can you just briefly tell us what those three buckets are one more time before
Absolutely.
We have to say goodbye?
Yes. So the first one is the pre-tax bucket or tax deferred. So this one grows tax deferred. When you do take it out for retirement, it will be income taxable because when you put the money in, you didn't pay any taxes on it. So that's one. Number two is the taxable bucket. So what happens here is you put your money into it. It's already been income taxed. Then as it's growing, you pay income taxes on any dividends or interest or income that they generate. And then when you pull the money out, you pay capital gains tax on the gains. And then the third bucket is what I call tax preferred. So this is things like Roth IRA, specially designed life insurance, municipal bonds. When you put your money in, you have already paid the taxes. It grows tax deferred, but then when you withdraw the money, it's 100% income tax free. I know it's complicated. So I like to actually draw this out for clients. So make sure you're strategizing. That's what I would tell listeners. Make sure you're strategizing with this so you don't find yourself with what I call a tax time bomb when you retire, and about a third or more of your retirement could go towards income taxes because it's all in your 401k.
Great information. That's Whitney Emanuel, Strategic Visionary, 612-296-6939. And this is New Beginnings.
be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
If you are ready to reinvent, recalibrate, or retool your career, Ripple Connects can help. That's RippleConnects.com. We work one-on-one with our clients in a safe, collaborative fashion designed to significantly improve the likelihood of landing the ideal engagement. Take control of your job search and create your ideal future. Engage with Ripple Connects, where we turn candidates into contenders. For more information, RippleConnects.com.
Tom Hartman here, letting you know how you can save money with All Energy Solar. One of the myths about solar is that it's too expensive and you need lots of money down. The truth? Solar is available for little or no money down. And if you have a great site for solar, you might even save money right away on a monthly basis. So don't wait to switch. You'll see your investment pay off the sooner you switch to All Energy Solar. So start saving today and visit allenergysolar.com.
We use technology every day to help manage our lives. Why not use it to help manage your medications? St. Paul Corner Drug offers several free tools to keep you on track while taking your medications. Use our mobile app to quickly order a refill, or the Meds on Cue application, which turns your smartphone or tablet into your very own personal medication attendant. Email and text messaging options let you know when your medication is ready for pickup, making efficient use of your time. St. Paul Corner Drug, pharmacy the way it should be.
Crazy about pets? We are too. The Pet Connection Show is a great venue for fun, informative, and creative conversations about pets. Join myself, Kathy Menard, and Dr. Nicole Parole, along with guests who are leaders in the dynamic and growing pet industry, as we discuss healthcare, relationships, behaviors, and even political issues as they relate to our pets. So come, sit, stay for the Pet Connection Show, Sundays 11 a.m. to noon on AM 950 Radio, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Freddie welcomes Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis.
If it's the weekend, you know it is time for new beginnings, and we're well into our program. And we invite you to listen to us each weekend right here at this same time, because we always have with us Kelly Von Heidekamp of West Metro Hypnosis. She's at 952-222-3975 and online at westmetrohypnosis.com. Kelly, welcome back and happy 4th of July weekend.
Yes, happy Independence Day, Freddie.
And the same to you. And I want to challenge you. Does your topic by any chance have anything to do with independence or celebrating the 4th of July?
Absolutely. We're going to talk about freedom, of course, on this weekend. What else?
Okay. How does freedom show up for us this weekend?
Well, if you Google the definition of freedom, there's a couple different definitions that come up. For instance, one of them is the power or right to act, speak, or think as one wants without hindrance or restraint. The other definition is the state of not being imprisoned or enslaved. Mm. Now, we talk about the freedom that, because we fought for our independence from a foreign country, from England. That's what we celebrate the 4th of July for. But the state of not being imprisoned or enslaved. And so I want to just kind of stretch our idea of freedom out, because a lot of times I deal with clients who really feel as if they are imprisoned or enslaved by their way of thinking. That they feel so stuck in their way of thinking that they don't know how to get out of it. And so a lot of times we talk about physical freedoms. We talk about, you know, the freedom to come and go as we choose, the freedom to travel, the freedom of speech, the freedom of religion. But look at your own life. And are there things and ways where you feel imprisoned by your own thinking? And if you do, I can tell you right here and right now that you have the freedom to change your mind. That being stuck is not a permanent state. It's actually just telling you that feeling of stuckness is that there's information out there that you haven't received yet. And when you get the right information, then your mind has the ability and the plasticity to be changed, that you can learn and grow and discover and become. And that's what our innate nature is as human beings, is to really discover all of those things. What can we become? What do you have yet to learn? And it's just fascinating to me that our state of mind, our mental attitudes can really, really be in a state that feels like we're trapped, or that they feel like we're liberated. It's really up to us. It's our choice. I don't know. I think it's a fascinating topic, and I just kind of wanted to put that out to our listeners today.
In a few seconds that we have left, how do we enter into that mental state of freedom?
It's practice. It's practice and getting new information. So if you need new information about getting unstuck, give me a call. Check out my website. Thanks so much.
All right. That's Kelly Von Hodenkamp of West Metro Hypnosis, 952-222-3975 or westmetrohypnosis.com. New beginnings never stops.
It's time to wake up and finally go after that goal and create that success that you've been wanting for so long. West Metro Hypnosis is making it so easy to find out how powerful hypnosis can be to help you make positive changes in your life. For only $49, you can schedule your discovery session to discover how powerful you really are and how hypnosis can help you reach your goals. So what limitation have you accepted about yourself? That you can't lose weight? That you can't stop smoking? That you can't get over a fear? That you can't, you can't, you can't? $49 will show you how possible your goal really is. Call Kelly today at 952-222-3975 to schedule your $49 discovery session. You'll be surprised at how good it feels to finally be creating your success. 952-222-3975. West Metro Hypnosis. Wake up to your success.
Here's your host, Freddie Bell,
as he welcomes career expert Joe McKenzie, founder of Ripple Connects.
Here's Joe McKenzie of Ripple Connects. How can you bring to light the hidden job market?
You bring the hidden job market by talking with the meaningful connections in your life and thinking critically about your network. The hidden job market is real. Up to 75% of positions filled today are unadvertised. And the best way to leverage the opportunities in that hidden job market is to talk to the people in your network. You paint a picture of what your next job looks like so they can be your eyes and ears to bring the hidden job market to you.
How can we reach you, Joe McKenzie?
You can contact me directly at 763-438-1621. 763-438-1621. Your network plus my techniques equals more success for you.
And now, our supporting partner, AARP in the Twin Cities.
You are listening to New Beginnings. I'm Freddie Bell, and with me now is the State Director for AARP Twin Cities, Will Phillips, and he is really involved in our community, as you already know. And there's a big event coming up, but first of all, Will, welcome back to the program.
Thanks, Freddie. It's good to be with you, as always.
You are really working with some renewed interest on bringing the community together in a series of forums, and one is coming up really quickly on July 11th, in which you're partnering with a number of agencies. One of those is the Metropolitan Area Agency on Aging. Can you talk about that a bit and how you're bringing communities together?
Yeah, sure. So the event, you're right, it's July 11th from 6 to 8:30 p.m. in North Minneapolis. And this is an event where AARP is partnering with the Metropolitan Area Agency on Aging, the Harrison Neighborhood Association, and the University of Minnesota School of Public Affairs. And the event is really a conversation about what's happening in particular neighborhoods in this case, in North Minneapolis. And it's focused on issues like gentrification, development, the lack of affordable housing in some cases, and what it means to age in our communities. And we're really hoping to convene a conversation so that as things are happening, as changes are happening, as policies are being debated and passed at city councils or certain developments are being approved, that residents, people who are living and affected by these changes in communities have an opportunity to speak up while this stuff is being discussed and talked about as opposed to after the fact.
Can you talk about why it's important to really honor those people who want to age in place?
Well, you know, I think it goes to our mission as an organization. Our mission is to empower people to choose how they live as they age. And as we talk to our members across the country, across the state, here in our own communities, the thing that they tell us is that as they grow older, the community where they live now is where they want to remain. And so then the question is, how do we create communities that allow people to achieve that? If they want to stay in their own home or their own community, are those communities accessible? Can they get to the things they need, things like the doctor's office or the grocery store? Are they able to stay connected with friends and families, their church, their neighborhoods? And then kind of bottom line, can they afford to live there? And so what are the things that we're doing to make sure that people are able to remain in their own homes and communities? And if neighborhoods are being developed, if people are getting priced out of their own neighborhoods, then clearly that's a big problem. And so this event and conversations like it are an opportunity for people to raise those concerns with people who are making decisions, whether they're elected officials or otherwise, so that we can really get into these issues heads up and very directly.
Is there a need, Will, to register for this particular event on July 11th?
Yeah, there is. As I mentioned, it's on the 11th, 6 to 8:30 p.m., so in the evening, hopefully accessible for people who are working as well as those who are retired. The event's at the Harrison Recreation Center, which is at 503 North Irving Avenue, and you can register online, aarp.org/Twin Cities. And then, Freddie, I've got a toll-free number that we can give out as well if it would be useful.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, that number is 1-877-926-8300. So again, that's 1-877-926-8300. And all of this information will be on the website, aarp.org/Twin Cities.
That's Will Phillips. He's the state director for AARP Twin Cities, our sponsor and partner. And you're listening to New Beginnings.
This is the Real Possibilities Update, your guide to all the exciting things that are happening with AARP in the Twin Cities. Because if you don't think real possibilities in the Twin Cities when you think AARP, well, then you don't know ARP. You see, AARP is hosting free Movies for Grown-Ups screenings at theaters across the metro. They're helping protect families from identity theft and scams with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. And AARP volunteers are helping people in need complete their tax returns free of charge. So whether you're a caregiver, someone who's trying to save for retirement, or if you just want to save money and connect with friends and neighbors for fun at local events, then AARP has resources for you. Get to know AARP and see all the real possibilities right here in the Twin Cities at aarp.org/Twin Cities.
Says the spokesman.
Hey ladies, have you ever wanted a place where you could network, shop, eat, laugh, and learn? Sister Spokesman is that place. Held the first Saturday of every month, Sister Spokesman takes place from 12 to 4 p.m. at various locations throughout the Twin Cities. And it's sponsored by the Minnesota Spokesman Recorder. Vendor opportunities are also available. For more information, 612-827-4021 or online at spokesman-recorder.com.
Sister Spokesman.
And now it's time for this week's Point of Focus.
quantum physics and psychology have proven conclusively that you get what you expect. And if you expect something different will happen.
This is life and enterprise management.
I love living. I think that's infectious. It's something that you can't fake.
The dictionary defines service as an act of helpful activity. That's today's point of focus, being of service. Service is an action, and it's one of the most fulfilling actions that anyone can take. Being of service requires thought and effort, but the rewards are immeasurable. You can be of service at work as you assist your coworkers on projects, in your community as you volunteer for special events, or even with your family as you help with their daily task. You can be of service to organizations that are meaningful to you, that need your assistance or expertise, because it's through service that you set the law of giving and receiving into motion, and you get more than you give. Your acts of service helps those in all the lives that you touch. If you'd like to learn more, I'd welcome the chance to speak to your organization. To learn how, all you have to do is visit me at www.freddiebell.com or call 888-639-9738. Or you can reach me by email. It's freddie@freddiebell.com. freddie@freddiebell.com. We're talking with Whitney Emanuel. She is the principal at Strategic Visionaries, and you can find her at strategic-visionaries.com. So talk about the role of life insurance, disability, and so forth, maybe your pension fund, as they go into developing your budget and understanding where you are financially.
It's really important to assess what are my benefits today and what actually carries over into retirement, because the only things that normally carry into retirement are, of course, your 401k, but then also your pension, which not as many people have pensions now. And that's why you should also look at, should I keep these things into retirement or should I get something on my own so that when I'm no longer working, I still have some life insurance or disability insurance, long-term care insurance.
Everybody, that's Whitney Emanuel. She is a principal at Strategic Visionaries, and you can find her at strategic-visionaries.com. If you'd like to reach her by phone, it is 612-296-6939.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
You want to be in a place where people know your name. The message is positive, and you feel fulfilled. Come be inspired at Unity South Church. Unity South is a non-denominational spiritual community with roots in love, acceptance, and prayer. We believe that you have an indwelling spark of divinity. Come visit us this Sunday for the interactive discussion at 9 a.m. or the regular service at 10:30 a.m. Unity South is located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. A stimulating and uplifting Sunday school for preschool through 18 years old. Unity South Church, embracing, loving, empowering.
Northeast Minneapolis is known for its creativity, and you'll know exactly why when you eat at Hazel's Northeast. Their creatively prepared comfort food will have you coming back week after week. Breakfasts like biscuits and gravy, granola pancakes, and brisket hash. For lunch, homemade soup and one of the best Reubens in town. And don't miss the daily risotto or Chef Ali's ever-changing dinner specials. Come on in. Bring the whole family. Hazel's Northeast delivers real good food. Family-owned at 29th and Johnson in Minneapolis.
Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens is the first green cemetery in Minnesota. It's a beautiful, peaceful place where burials are celebrations of life with as little impact on the environment as possible. Tony Weber founded it because he wants to leave a green legacy for his grandchildren, something many of us might feel. Learn more. Visit the website mngreengraves.com. Give them a call. The goal is so meaningful, so positive, it might be right for you. Prairie Oaks Memorial Eco Gardens.
As we continue with New Beginnings, we now turn to Unity South in the Twin Cities, where the Reverend James Stacy is the senior minister, and they invite you to their two Sunday morning services at 9 a.m. and at 10:30 a.m., as well as to their numerous weekly activities and classes. More information is found at unitysouth.org. Here now is the Reverend James Stacy with a lesson already in progress.
And so this experience is described in the scripture this way. When the holy day of Pentecost came, which is 50 days after the Passover, they were gathered together in one place. Now picture yourself among these disciples. A sound roars from the sky without warning. The roar of a violent wind, and the whole house where you are gathered reverberates with the sound. Then a flame appears, dividing into smaller flames and spreading from one person to the next. All the people present are filled with the Holy Spirit and begin speaking in languages they've never spoken, as the Spirit empowered them. Because of the holy festival, there are devout Jews staying as pilgrims in Jerusalem from every nation under the sun. They hear the sound, and a crowd gathers. They are amazed because each of them can hear the group speaking in their native languages. They are shocked and amazed. The crowd declares, "Just a minute. Aren't all these disciples of Jesus people from Galilee? How in the world do we hear our native languages being spoken? Look, there are Parthians here, and Medes and Elamites, Mesopotamians and Judeans, residents of Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygians and Pamphylians, Egyptians and Libyans from Cyrene, Romans, including both Jews by birth and converts, Cretans and Arabs. We're each in our own languages, hearing these people talk about God's powerful deeds." Their amazement becomes confusion as they wonder, "What does this mean?" The skeptic said, "It doesn't mean anything. They're all drunk on some new wine." As the 12 stood together, Peter came forward and shouted to the crowd, "Men of Judea and all who are staying here in Jerusalem, listen, I want you to understand. These people aren't drunk as you may think. Look, it's only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this isn't drunkenness. This is the fulfillment of the prophecy of Joel. Hear what God says through the prophet. In the last days, I will offer my spirit to humanity as a libation. Your children will boldly speak the word of the Lord. Young warriors will see visions, and your elders will dream dreams. Yes, in those days I shall offer my spirit to all servants, both male and female, and they will boldly speak my truth. And in the heaven above, and on the earth below, I shall give signs of my intention. Blood, fire, clouds of smoke. The sun will become a void of darkness, and the moon will become blood red. Then the great and awesome day of the Lord will arrive, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be set free into God's kingdom of peace." Now we hear this great call in the cycles of life and time throughout creation. As contemporary commentators would say to us today, in this scripture, there is a lot to unpack. We begin with the recognition that today is this day of Pentecost, 50 days following the festival of Passover. For the evolution of Christianity, in the scripture at the beginning of the Acts of the Apostles, the disciples are learners, followers of Jesus Christ. and at this descent of the Holy Spirit, giving them power, they become apostles, leaders, those who go out into the world to do this will, this direction, this good work of Christ, to spread what Jesus called the good news, the affirmative word. But we may ask ourselves, what does this mean for me here now in Bloomington or wherever we hail from? The cycle of the Christian calendar begins with Advent in December, the preparation for Christmas. In Christmas, there is a recapturing of our origins, our beginnings, our image and likeness, as the creation story in Genesis tells it. In the darkness of the winter solstice, the light is reborn, gaining victory over the darkness. Then the calendar comes to the spring and the celebration of Easter, what Charles and Myrtle Fillmore like to call the great demonstration, the demonstration of life over death, that life is eternal and triumphant, that there is a power in life we might call a resurrecting force, that though our dreams, our experiences in the world may appear to come to an end, they may seem to even die, there is always a spiritual power of resurrection within us that allows us to recapture what we need to move forward in life, to move in the direction of our dreams. Now we come to the celebration of Pentecost. It's a time of choice. The individual making the free decision to take up the cause of Christ, to take up the impulse for good, and to nurture it, to demonstrate it, to bring it like those apostles into the world. But that is for us to choose. It is our initiative to go forward toward that prize, to return home to our essential place of being. Now, you know how the television series love to say, to be continued? This cycle is to be continued, but it's not yet really established in our time. It's a little bit of a mystery in the Christian history. September 29th was at one time, and some say will be again in the distant future, the time of the Archangel Michael. September 29th is recognized in some churches, the Anglican Church for one, to some degree in the Roman Catholic Church, in a certain way in the Lutheran Church, a time to acknowledge Archangel Michael, who is seen as the herald, the helper of Christ. Rudolf Steiner suggested that over time, this Michaelmas celebration in September would become the fourth of these great Christian festivals.
You just heard a message coming from the Reverend James Stacy, the senior minister of Unity South in the Twin Cities. More information is found at their website at unitysouth.org.
Recently, someone said, "You look really happy. What's up?" I had to admit that I was feeling good. My job, friends, and spiritual life are all in tune. It's just so good when you find a place that helps you over the bumps in life, affirms that you are a special person and that all you desire is waiting for you to claim it. A place where there's no blame, no shame, letting you just be you, embracing, loving, empowering,
That's Unity South Church, a non-denominational spiritual community for adults and children, located at 7950 First Avenue South in Bloomington. Come visit on Sundays at 9 a.m. or 10:30 a.m. Unity South.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Thanks for making us a part of your weekend on New Beginnings. For Joe McKenzie, this is Freddie Bell reminding you that every day is a chance for a new beginning. We'll see you next week and online. Goodbye, everybody.